Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzzers, what's up? We are back again. Missed you guys after missing last week. We are here to talk about something very, very serious. We're not talking about the episode that just aired, but today we are talking about everything that's going on in the Black Lives Matter movement, along with the challenge world and everyone in it. Before I go even further, I want to introduce you to my amazing panel. Let's start it off with Jenna.
Hey guys, it's Jenna here. I'm very excited to be back, and I'm most importantly more excited that this is the matter that's being discussed tonight. I think it's very important that we use our platform to discuss this. A lot has happened in the challenge world this week, and it has in the past as well. So a lot of issues will be talked about and hashed out tonight, and it's one step closer, you know, hopefully to putting an end to racial injustice and being able to bring conversations and discussions forward about what's really important. So thank you guys for being with us. And I'm happy that we're all doing this together and using our platform for this. And I'm very excited to collaborate with the 2.0 team tonight as well. They will be joining in and they'll be having a discussion as a panel after us. So I'm very fortunate and grateful to AfterBuzz to allow us to do this. And thanks for leading it, Benny.
Oh, no worries. Disney Dan, how's it going, man?
I am here. Benny, I want to thank you for putting this together. I'm glad we're going to be able to discuss the movement and everything that's been going on this week, especially with the challenge cast, because a lot is happening with them, and we're gonna get into it. And side note, Disney is supposedly opening July 17th. So
nice.
So there you go.
Last but not least, Miss Pam.
Hi guys, thanks to all of you that are tuning in. We wanted to take this time to not just cover the challenge tonight, but talk about MTV and the challenge that we love so much and the people that are a part of it, their relationship to this issue, and hopefully we can hash some stuff out and that we'll all be better off for it. So thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you Benny and AfterBuzz for setting us up.
Yeah, these are some very, I want to say, just serious times right now. And I remember a couple, like probably last week, I was just saying, you know what, this is really cool. I'm seeing all of these positive things coming from the challenge community. I'm seeing all of these cast members posting on Twitter saying Black Lives Matter, let's end police brutality. And then couple days ago, the ball just drops. And so we're going to talk about the elephant in the room first. We have to talk about Dee. She was let go from MTV. MTV parted ways from her. For those of you listening who don't know the backstory, a little quick recap. Dee posted some not so nice things about the Black Lives Movement, which upset some people, especially Bailey. Bailey commented, and it just went downhill from there. MTV released a statement and said that Dee will no longer be a part of the challenge, but she will still be in the remaining episodes. So a lot of people have been for it, and a lot of people have been against it. So I want to talk to you guys about this and what you guys thought about this when you heard that this had happened.
Well, like the issue in general, we're breaking it down to a really small thing that we can look at, which is MTV's response to one person, and then taking a look at MTV's history with other cast members and race issues. In terms of this specifically, Dee said some off-color remarks about that I think she was trying to be funny. I think MTV taking a stand and a zero tolerance policy and everything else that's going on with media and our world is wonderful. And it takes these painful times for real change to happen. So while I applaud their zero tolerance policy and their action against Dee, I can't help but feel that it's a bit of a missed opportunity for learning, since Dee is not American and systemic racism is in what's going on with the police is a uniquely American problem. Not excusing or condoning anything that Dee said, but as MTV opens its arms up to other countries and we're getting more cast members from other countries, I think this could have been a really great time to teach the other countries that we're working with about America's systemic racism problem. And just cutting her off like that seems, again, while I applaud their zero tolerance, it seems like a really missed opportunity to educate a number of not just challengers, but challenge fans, people in other countries that don't understand why this is happening in our country, other challengers that don't understand the history of police brutality in the United States. And whereas Dee's comments were unacceptable and deserve punishment, and perhaps this MTV taking a stand like this for the first time ever against a non-American woman of color seems like a kind of a lost opportunity to me, where they could have done a lot more to educate people, Dee included.
Yeah, and I guess that comes into play that I'm wondering what the conversations were between Dee and Yunina Murray and MTV. And, you know, there was obviously talks about there being mental health issues with Dee and her response and concern there. And they had sent a representative there to make sure that everything was handled well enough on her end so that she didn't take any drastic measures against herself. But there is a lot that I'm wondering was said to her behind closed doors and how she responded to things. What is one of the most infuriating things about this is what, you know, when Swaggy and Bailey are coming out saying, Dee just always does everything on social media for clout. She does everything for storyline. She does everything for a certain villainous character that she's trying to play. And this is not the time for that. This is not the time to create drama and go back at somebody. And what annoys me the most is, so what, regardless, I believe that it started because a commenter commented on her Instagram and said, you know, read the room. You posted a black square, you moved on with your day and you posted thirst traps, which is absolutely true. And her comment back was so immediately on the defense and so, you know, just it seemed like she was making about herself. And by her saying people die every day, that is very belittling of this specific cause. That's irrelevant. That is, this is not old age. This is not a sickness. This is not a cancer. You should not be comparing parallels between certain situations where it just doesn't fit in this environment. And it annoys me that she didn't decide to take that comment and use it as, okay, let me take a step back. Let me listen to what he's saying. Let me try to understand before I speak. And she could have, as you're saying, Cam, use it as a learning lesson. Maybe do research on the systemic racism in America before you speak about something, before you automatically jump towards defense and making it about yourself. She's not really approaching it from a place of compassion or understanding. She's approaching it from a place of, I am this MTV personality and now people are seeing me a certain way and I need to kind of be this villainous character, or she's not taking the moment to really consider what this person is saying. And I am totally on the side of Bailey when Bailey calls her out and says, this is not how you support Black Lives Matter. And that's entirely true. Mm-hmm. And again, Dee does not try to listen. She then automatically makes it another sort of joke or a mockery by saying, I've been about Black Lives Matter as soon as I lost my virginity. Like, that's extremely insensitive, that now you're using, like, you're using a man's race that maybe you lost your virginity to as like a sex token. And again, it's like, stop trying to promote it as like a joke. This is a very serious issue, and you need to, like, you need to do your research and educate before you can kind of make a mockery of it.
Yeah. So when I first heard or read Dee's comments, I was like, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is uncalled for. You cannot be saying these things at any point in time, not just because of what happened 2 weeks ago. We shouldn't ever be saying these things. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, by MTV just jumping right on there and totally saying, Dee, we don't want to be affiliated with you anymore. I'm like, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to get these people that are having these issues? Because I was all about Bailey and Swaggy going at her in the way they did, like saying this is not right and being very firm and almost, you know, aggressive about it because it wasn't right. But wouldn't this be a great opportunity to not necessarily maybe not bring her back on another challenge, but get some type of Zoom like this is going and have them all sit down together using the MTV platform where MTV is all about, you know, all their past programs of trying to, you know, bring things to like gay culture and all the different types of culture that's a little more not as like open in the world and letting people know what people are into and have always been into, but they've just been, you know, it's all been about just like white straight people. But hey, it's not really about that, you know? So I just thought, why can't MTV, instead of just getting rid of her altogether, bring these people together, talk about the issues, educate everybody. Also, you're going to be educating people that are watching the show that might not know what's really going on in the world and should have a better understanding about it, but you just got rid of Dee. So, and now apparently Dee is suing because she doesn't think that's fair. That's a whole other topic we can get into. But, and then also let's think, so Taylor made comments 2 years ago, she's gone. They're going to have to go through a list of people that have made off-color comments throughout the years. And I also want to bring up Jordan because he made, on his season of Real World Portland, he would go against Nia every week. And they had arguments. So anyway,
I definitely want to talk about Taylor. Want to talk about Taylor eventually because I always, you know, as soon as that came out, it was like absolutely disgusting and very telling of her personality. But Benny, I mean, what was your reaction and everything to the whole Dee situation?
I'm very torn with the situation because as you guys know, we've all interviewed Dee before. She came on the show. She was an awesome person. We all loved her. I've said it several times that I'm a fan. So when I saw her make those comments, I was so pissed off because I was just like, how could you say that? Like, I would never imagine someone like you saying that. And granted, I don't know the girl. I've only interviewed her. So I was just really upset with that. And I was also upset because I just felt like she just threw everything she had away for nothing. She just came off of a win. She was slowly becoming the face of the challenge. And then she just had to make a stupid, ignorant comment like that. Multiple.
And think about that. It was from a random fan or a random person that watches the show.
Right.
Like that one random person started this whole wave.
Right.
It's a lot.
Well, and the thing is, I say this could have been prevented. It's because what Swaggy said in the tweets that Dee was texting Bailey, Dee was texting him to tell Bailey to keep arguing with her so she can have a storyline for season 36. So this is how it all started. Dee just wanted to, in my opinion, continue to try and be that villain that season 35 is making her out to be. And so none of this could have happened. And so that's why I was very disappointed. But also on the other hand, so MTV, they decided to part ways with her. We've all heard, like Dan, like you said, we've all heard stories about Jordan. They did part ways with Taylor. But if they're going to do this to Dee, they need to make sure that they're doing this to everyone who is saying these things, because these things are not right, past or present. They need to be accounted for. And so that's just how I feel about all that.
Right. And do you think that that should mean that anybody who has had an instance of this should be canceled from the network? Because, I mean, this is a step for the positive in the future, but there has been so many instances in the past where nothing was handled. So now is it, okay, we just move forward at the present time and we take it a step at a time, or do we go back and now cancel everybody?
Well, you could say that, Jenna, but they just got rid of Taylor for her comments from what, 2 years ago? So now it's right. I think they have to go back and talk to everybody about those situations, including Jordan, who is a huge
Jordan,
one.
Jordan, yeah.
When was that Real World on? That Real World was like seven,
that was
8 years,
years ago.
I know. I remember watching the whole season too, and like their fights were ridiculous between those
really
two
bad.
And the things they would say to each other.
And I think there was even a moment, I think it was exes or rivals when Cheyenne was partners with Devin, I believe. And Bananas and his cousin were on there, and Bananas kept calling her Chantel, calling her by clearly not Cheyenne's name. And she had expressed that she was upset, that this was hurting her feelings, that she felt that this was racial, you know, that this was racist and insensitive. And Cheyenne even said it in an apologetic way, like, I'm sorry, I just feel that way. Nor does she ever need to owe somebody an apology for feeling like they're making racist remarks towards her. But that's Bananas. And that's the face of the challenge. And I consider that extremely racially insensitive to do stereotypical names instead of calling her by her true name. So it's
Bananas? Where does MTV go with some of their superstars who make them so much money every season? Because we watch four of Bananas and for all the other big names. I'm not sure what they're going to do. It's a lot. And I wonder
if they're truly for the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, it wouldn't matter who it is or how much money these people make for the network. If it's truly for the BLM movement, they would get rid of anyone who
I'm not sure that's why MTV's doing it, though. I mean, I think like they could easily get rid of a bunch of other people. I'm not sure they're actually gonna go through that. I think Dee was a really easy person to get rid of. She was on three seasons already. Her storyline, it's kind of run its course. She went from like the good girl to the girl that couldn't do stuff, but she learned how to swim and she conquered all these things to the villain. Where's next for her to go? And then plus this looks good on MTV's part to get rid of her. So call me crazy for thinking that, but I just think it was a really easy cut for them to make to look good.
Right.
For MTV to look good through this whole thing.
I want to talk about the fans real quick, because the fans have been voicing their opinions like this, like no other. Like we talked about Jordan, we talked about Johnny, and then one other person that fans are really upset about that MTV really didn't do anything about is Camila. She said some insensitive things to Leroy, she never came back after that. She was on Champs for Stars after that. She didn't go to the reunion. But I've heard, MTV never said this, but I've heard from multiple sources that she was continually invited back season after season. But she
When Camila did that, MTV had a special. Well, first of all, they talked to Camila, and then MTV had a special about race relations. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that? Like 2 days later, like we need to talk about this.
I remember they sent her to the hotel that night after she was doing that, but I don't remember the special the next day.
No, they had a special on air with the challenge about race relations. And, you know, did it save the world? No.
Who was there? Everyone?
Everybody. I mean, most of the challengers from past and present, it was live. It was a special that they did. Camila, I don't think she was there because she, no, but I don't know 100% if she was there or not. It was a good way to handle it. This is a new precedent for MTV too. There's been people like Kenny and Evan who they've not asked back for various scandalous reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly firing/severing ties is also not a nice, it's not like we're not going to continue our relationship with you. That's harsh way to say it. Severing ties with you. Like, we don't want to be affiliated with you anymore. We hope you. And again, please forgive me if it's upset. I am not trying to defend Dee. I want to say that I do want to also say, and I keep harping on that she's not American. If anyone has a right to ignorance, I can imagine myself being in Australia and saying something that was upsetting to people about Australia's history with the Aborigine. I mean, I don't, again, like maybe that was horribly insensitive. I don't know. I'm not a part of that system and that culture that perpetuates the problem. I'm not defending Dee. I think she handled it not well, and that her comments were inexcusable. However, I think if anyone has a right to ignorance, it is someone that has not been a part of our culture and our society and our system with its systemic injustice. And to me, this seems like a kindergartner misbehaving and you kicking them out of school instead of.
Well, that's the question.
Is truly ignorant, I think. And
was she
and
being
acted
ignorant?
Like a
I mean,
jerk. And
it's weird to say but this, but been, was she being ignorantly racist or was she purposely being racist?
I think she was trying to be funny.
You know,
and
like
failed.
That's why I'm confused by this whole thing. I don't
and was hurtful
anything
to people.
She did, but, right.
Well,
she made it about herself. She's like, I've been about Black Lives Matter since I lost my virginity. It's not about you right now.
She's not, okay. not getting the seriousness
of what's going on.
Well,
she's also on this power trip for being this villain. I think that she's still like in the game almost. Like, what are you doing? Like, and not that you should be saying this thing in the game either, but you're playing a villain. The show's over. Like, knock it off. What are we doing?
Dan, you hit the nail on the coffin, man, because a lot of cast members were constantly saying that on Twitter. Like, get the game, D. Like, they kept on saying that she continuously was playing her character in real life. So that was that. I want to talk real quick about Marlon because he posted a video and he actually said he doesn't think Dee should have gotten fired by MTV and that MTV is actually doing the exact opposite of what the BLM movement is trying to do. Jenna, let's know, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely was awakening to me. It was good to hear his perspective because he did bring up an interesting point that made me take a step back and think about it too, because I think he makes a really good, solid point. But again, I want to preface it with, I don't have Black skin. I will never know what it's like to be a Black man or woman in this country. So I don't know what this might mean for somebody who has faced this racial injustice their entire life. But it definitely was an interesting point where he brought up that it kind of seemed like MTV paralleled with the reason why there was even a Black Matters movement is because he felt like they took somebody who was a person of color and maybe had that ignorance, like you're saying, Pam, where she's from a different country and could use this as a learning experiment or experience, and instead gave her the harshest punishment and sentence possible when people who are white have received little to zero punishment and sentence, which is very representative of our criminal justice system of our country and now also MTV too. So it's, I mean, what she said was racially insensitive, and I don't know if her being a person of color really matters in this situation, but in Marlon's eyes, that's a very interesting, good point where isn't this what is wrong with our country is that you are sentencing people of color for harsher things than you ever would white people. So that's definitely, that was
educational for me as well. I mean, and he basically said we should be calling out the white counterparts that have also been insensitive as well. So I like that a lot.
And that are consistently, you know, the problem's not going to be solved by firing Dee. A lot of the people, and that's not, I don't know, it remains to be seen whether that's a smart move or not. I can't really speak to that, but it's a giant issue. And a lot of the cast members beyond Bananas and Jordan and Taylor that are being called out for actions like Georgia, Rogan, you know, there's been a lot of fan things are not American. And again, I think using this opportunity to say, this is our history and this is our culture and this is a really big deal and this is why would be a lot more beneficial to the movement than taking Dee feels like a token firing to me. She's, you know, the person
like
that they're making us. Yeah, exactly. They're making an example out of Dee, and Dee comments were offensive and insensitive and off color and raw and misjudged and bad. But there's been outright racism from cast mm-hmm. members. I tend to agree with Marlon. She was missing the mark. And I agree with everything Swaggy was saying. She was trying to play a character. These things are all not good.
Yeah.
Is she perpetuating a systemic racist problem? I think there's a lot of cast members that are perpetuating systemic racism a hell of a lot more than Dee is. So for her to be the example, again, it's a bigger issue. And when we're looking at that, I'm thinking of her as a person that is in her head and wrong or right is doing these things that everybody else has done. Everybody's made mistakes on social media. Everybody has said things that have put people off. We've had guests on our show that have behaved in ways that people frown upon. I'm sure we've all done things that people are responding negatively to. I'm not trying to give Dee a pass or excuse her. I am saying that of all people to have done something offensive, someone who's ignorant, naturally ignorant of our country's past, shouldn't be made the poster child for what's going on right now. It's not going to teach the people that are the problem any sort of lesson, I don't think. So making an example out of her, instead of explaining to her how hurtful this is, and that's the significance of what's going on right now. It's a very serious issue that she can't put into context because she has no context for it. And I don't mean to keep, again, I apologize to our fans and anyone listening that feels like I'm defending her or her actions. That's not my intention. I just think if we're really going to talk about making changes that affect the situation in the long run and growing all of us, because like the Me Too movement, a lot of people don't know, and we need to learn. We need to learn what's going on, how it affects everyone, and making an example out of people from a network that's this diverse and popular and has people that have such platforms both on TV and with social media and that people really look up to seems like more of an easy way out than I'd like to have.
Right. Yes. Let's talk about Corey real quick, because he just, I don't know if you guys were able to see the live video, but it was, I'll tell you guys what happened. It was pretty intense. He didn't call anyone out. It was, I actually, even though I know what Taylor said was god awful, and what Taylor said, by the way, that was racist. That was just pure blank racist. But Corey's Instagram live video, I've never seen Corey like that in my life. He was crying and he didn't say much, but what he pretty much said is, well, A, he said that, you know, he's not leaving MTV. He's staying with MTV, even though he doesn't agree what MTV is doing right now. And he decided he stuck up for Taylor. He said he knows Taylor. He knows what type of person she is. It seemed like he was, he said that she had did this when she was a preteen, which in my opinion,
Did she have Twitter at that time? Yeah.
Even if 12, 13, you still know better. You still know what's right and what's wrong. If you can go on Twitter and type all these things, you know what's right and what's wrong. So my question to you guys, Dan, like, what do you think about all this, what Corey is saying, Corey's side and Taylor's side?
Well, I mean, she said these comments 2 years ago, or was it 2 years ago, Benny? Do we know the exact time that she actually said this?
Preteen is
way more than 2 years ago.
Yeah. You know?
Well, Twitter, I saw, because someone posted the tweets, and I want to say I saw 2013, 2012, maybe.
Yeah, but I think what Taylor said was so severe and so clearly racist and tone deaf.
It was just, I couldn't even read all of them.
Can you give a little context of the Taylor? Just loosely, obviously.
She
not.
had said something on Twitter when we're told to greet everybody at work. But I don't greet the Black people because I'm scared of them.
Scared, yeah.
It seemed as though I saw the tweets today. It seemed as though she quoted it and put like, ha, 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 ha. Regardless of whether she's saying it or quoting it, she is showing that she agrees with it. She's showing that she thinks it's funny and that she's on that side of the issue instead of defending, you know, calling out that person, whoever said it, and instead of making the right choice at that point to defend Black people and prove to that person that they were wrong and stereotyping an entire category and race of people, which is so disgusting. She tweets it and laughs at it. And that's the thing I wanted to point up is because Corey's has a baby with Taylor. I don't know Taylor in the way Corey does. I don't know how she's changed, but I think what the issue also is that a lot of things that Taylor said were derogatory specifically towards Black women. And you can't pick and choose, okay, I'm on the side of Black men, but not Black women. That's not how it works. And she said something about like nothing scarier than Black, you know, to be filtered. Like,
I don't feel bad for Taylor. She's digging her own grave. Yeah. She's saying way too much stuff. I feel bad for Corey because
He's stuck in the middle.
Where's he supposed to do with this? Does he choose a side? I mean, clearly he's trying to, I don't know. He's trying, obviously trying to stand up for his fiance at this point. Are they engaged? Or are they just boyfriend, girlfriend still? I mean, either way, they're together. They're having a baby. They just had a baby together. I mean.
Yeah. And so that's after watching that Instagram live video, I did feel for Corey. Like I said, I've never seen a guy like that before. He was literally crying and it just seemed like he was just lost. Like he had no hope left whatsoever. He just didn't know what to do. And like you said, Dan, like the guy stuck in the middle, like no other. And it doesn't help that he was under some scrutiny a couple of weeks ago when he was on Instagram Live and he said, you know, he doesn't know what it's like to be Black because he's biracial. A lot of people were not happy with that. He went to Instagram Live again to apologize. Even Cheyenne from Teen Mom, she called him out saying, you are a Black man. You look like a Black man. That's how you're going to be perceived when a police stops you. They're going to look at you as a Black man. They're not going to say, oh, this is a white guy.
Right.
So it's just... I feel bad for Corey, but like you guys said, I don't feel bad for Taylor whatsoever. But what's annoying to me is people knew about these tweets for a while. The tweets were actually two girls from X on the Beach read those tweets on AfterBuzz TV. And that was in 2019. And she was still on the show and she's not, they didn't part ways with her until yesterday.
Well, that's so why you have to question MTV and what they're doing now. Now they're just going to do it now. They should have done it 2 years ago. They should have done it right away. That's where I'm wondering what MTV. So your motivation now is because of what's happening in the news 2 weeks ago with George Floyd and everything like that. Like that's the reason. Because that was, you know, obviously awful. He was murdered by the people that are supposed to protect us. So, it's tough times right now. We're all trying to figure everything out. That's for sure.
It's definitely tough. I think we're getting the other group and the 2.0 cast.
Perfect time to bring that in.
Yeah, because they were on Lem's show. That was him on Are You the One?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we should talk to them about.
Yeah, they can break it down for us because I'd love to hear about that.
Love to hear more from them as
Dan. Are they coming in?
Yep, I think they're.
Are we live?
What up? What up? What up? What up?
Oh, what's up?
What's cracking?
I see him.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
How's it going?
So right now, like we talked about the D situation, we're talking about Corey's situation, and we brought up Taylor and how these two girls from X on the Beach were actually on your show on AfterBuzz TV. They were reading comments from back in 2019. Can you elaborate more on what happened?
Sure. I'll start. So they both were on the show because of X on the Beach. We were covering X on the Beach. Taylor was on X on the Beach, and so was Alicia. The problem was is that what made it very terrible is because on the show, Taylor spit on Alicia from a balcony. And Corey was also on that show, and he held her back. And so Alicia obviously was heated and basically wanted to state that not only was she problematic, but she's also racist. And what she did was when she was on the show, that's when she brought up the tweets. And this was 2018, by the way, Benny. So a couple of years ago.
Oh, that is not. Yeah.
Yeah, 2018. 2018 was when they were on the show. The tweets did go back a little further back. However, again, I think someone said it really doesn't excuse. And when you do something like that, like you spit on someone, that means you feel them as less than. So So what happened was what created the firestorm is Alicia read off those tweets, basically exposing Taylor for who she really was and why she's super, super problematic. Before I let the rest of them go, I just wanted to address, I know that Pam, you were talking about Dee and how you feel like this should be a learning lesson and she doesn't really know what goes on in this country. I just want to say that obviously systemic racism is worldwide. It is international. Slaves, when they came from Africa, they came and they were dropped at all places. That's why you have Black people in the UK. That's why you have Black people in all of these countries. You talked about the Aborigines. Australia, where Dee is from, she understands systemic racism because of what's happened with the Aborigines there. You can look that up. I think the issue is that I do agree that what you know, her being targeted, I think that because of what's going on right now and the tone of the world, she was, what happened with her, yes, they, it was harsh and what she did, I think she deserves that. However, my thing is you do need to go back and you need to do it to everybody. It shouldn't, like, everyone else gets a pass because we've had so many, and you've all have touched on a lot of them, problematic people on the challenge and in reality in general. But we've seen other reality shows where people are being let go during this time. And I think networks are looking at it as, look, we don't want to co-sign on what these people, if they're doing something that's racist, if they're doing something that's problematic, we want to nip it in the bud. And I think that's what happened. But understand that systemic racism is everywhere. So I can't personally give her a pass for that because she should know better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, piggyback on going back to the two girls, I know Sensei had something to say about Taylor specifically, because I really want to touch on that Corey comment. Corey knows way better.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, me personally, I could never fathom tweeting anything like that ever in my entire life. Never would even come to my head, never even come to my mind. So the fact that she was never canceled after that, I think is a major issue. And I definitely feel like she doesn't get a pass. And even if it was a long time ago, it doesn't matter, because there are people out here in this world who don't tweet that at all, period, point blank. She's canceled.
That's an issue. One of our fans actually DM'd me because she's writing a paper on what's happening right now with everything that's going on, but also with what's happening with MTV. And she asked me if I ever thought that back then in 2018, would MTV, you know, give repercussions to Taylor for what she said? And sadly, I didn't even think twice about it. I thought they weren't, and they really didn't until now. Mm. And, you know, they're doing it now because of the political, the climate, what's happening with everything. And you know, things are getting pushed out into the public, into the masses. But the thing is, I'm glad they're doing it now, because either way, we need a push start. There was never a start to it. Mm-hmm. It was always buried under the rug consistently over and over again. So for this to happen, you know, I don't feel bad for Dee, because she could learn from this. Although, you know, we were saying that you want to bring her back so that she can be educated from what's happening or whatnot. Mm-hmm. She can educate herself with what's going on right now, because now she's with herself and her thoughts and what's happening. And people around her can talk to her about what's happening, and she could learn from being let go. And so should everyone else who needs to be accountable for what they've done in the past.
I think that it's been 400 years. We should be tired of having to educate people, and we should definitely stop applauding anyone for, you don't applaud for fish for swimming, and we're not at the finish line. We still got a long way to go. So stop applauding. It's
Yeah. What did you, Lim and all you guys, what do you think about the other cast members in the past who are now being accused of, you know, saying insensitive comments like Jordan, Bananas, Camila, who doesn't come on the show anymore, but she was still invited. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think what's happening is some of the other cast members were already saying things. MTV just didn't do anything. They ignored it because of the clout of that particular individual, like a Johnny Bananas, who's the poster boy for the challenge, right? Been on 20 seasons. So I think that they weren't paying attention to that. Other cast members were. Like, I think, like, even saw in the clip where Theo is talking about, you know, what Jordan said. And he's like, you don't say that to a Black woman. He said that on air. MTV could have said something right then and there. They could have canceled Jordan and educated him or whatever, but they didn't. And they kept him on, and he's been on the challenge and all of this kind of stuff. So I think that it's basically a plethora. I'm glad it's happening now, but I think that the cast members, and they've even said, even Shy said, you know, about when she pulled up what Johnny Bananas said. She cried out back then, but they didn't do anything. So I think a lot of them had the notion to say something. MTV just didn't do anything. And now, because of the political climate, like Nina was talking about, they're doing it because they need, you know, they want to save face and they want to have a good standing.
And so should they cut ties with Jordan then? That's the question. Should they cut ties with Jordan then?
I think they should. I think they should clear out everyone. They need to get rid of everyone and start with a clean slate. I mean, at this point, I'm glad people are bringing up the past, because at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, if D's getting canceled, all of them have to go. Mm-hmm. Let's have a clean slate here. Like, if you're going to do it, like, take them all out. Like, they're done.
That's the way I look at it. If you're going to do this to D, Do it to all of them that are misbehaving and being insensitive and everything. So
do you think they actually will when it comes to Bananas? Because what Bananas has done really pisses me off too, because he's really mocking Cheyenne. Cheyenne voices, this hurts me. This is racially insensitive. And she's apologizing. I'm sorry. This is just how I feel. You don't need to apologize for this. He's being a complete douche to you. And it's such a belittled cause to him, because he would never understand. And he's joking, just really, really continues to joke with Cheyenne. So that truly irritated me. And I can't imagine being in Cheyenne's shoes and other Black women's shoes hearing that, because I'm sure that they get that all the time. That being said, do you think that they will actually get rid of Bananas? Like, he is the face of the challenge.
You know,
I hope so.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I would not be surprised if it happened. You know, these are very different times right now. And I don't know if you guys saw it. Cheyenne actually commented on MTV's tweet when they released that statement that they were parting ways with Dee. And she said, she was like, I wish they were that serious about it when I was on the challenge. And that literally,
it was so cringeworthy
when she said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I said what I said.
How can MTV not do anything after that comment, and after all these fans, like, fans are gearing down like no other. There are fan pages who are creating fan pages all about Jordan and posting all these things that Jordan said, all of these clips on while he was on Real World, what he said to Naya. Like, they're not happy. They agree with letting D go, because what she said, I think we can all agree that what she said was awful. It was terrible.
Right.
And there is no excuse for that whatsoever. So if MTV is going to do that, they need to do that for every single one of those cast members, past and present. And then they need to, I don't know how they would do this, but they need to somehow look into their history to see if they have said racist remarks in the past. They don't even have to go through this again.
That should be a background check.
Yeah.
Right. I think they can't bury this under the rug anymore, honestly. This is such a big thing. This is such a huge movement that's going beyond TV, that's going beyond entertainment and media. You know, this is a movement that's going to change the world, honestly. Mm-hmm. We're going to see everything that we've seen in the past couple of weeks in history books. When we were growing up and we were looking at our history books and looking at the civil rights movement, We're gonna, you know what I mean? Our kids, our grandchildren are gonna feel the same way when they see this, you know? And I think at this point, it's happened. This is the second time where something of an uprising like this has happened. Not even the second time, multiple times. You know what I mean? The LA riots happened and there was change to that. With what's happened with the George Floyd and everyone else that preceded him, there's been change to that. And I think this time something's gonna stick because people are tired. Everyone is tired. And we have social media now. Before, everything could be silenced because once the news stops talking about it, everyone else stops talking about it. But here, we as individuals and we as the people, we have our voices and we don't have to stop. We can keep the gas on the pedal and keep it going. Right. And I think the fans are going to do the same thing and MTV is going to have to deal with it.
What? This is the largest civil rights moment in history. And for this stuff to go on when freaking history is taking place, like, not only is it unacceptable, but it's just the biggest slap in the face to just the entire Black Lives Movement. They definitely need to do something about it.
One thing you all have to realize is that Black Lives Matter didn't just start. This started way back in 2003,
when
Trayvon's killer was acquitted, and that's why they started. Yeah. And since then, we've had multiple Black people that have been killed, hundreds, by the hands of the police. And we still have had protests all along. This is not the only protest we've had since 2013. There's been multiple protests for so many people that have been killed on camera, mind you. So at this time, and you said it, people are fed up now. It's gotten to the point like, this is ridiculous. They're finally waking up. The world is waking up. And I think that's what MTV doing, just like these other networks, because you gotta understand, they're a powerhouse. They're all about that paper. And so now they're understanding, because of the climate, look, we have to make social changes. We have to make changes in what we do. We have to follow suit because we don't want to be seen as problematic. Because if people stop watching MTV, then they lose money. And then that's the problem for them. So they don't want
to. That's the thing, though. People aren't going to watch MTV, though, if they keep on, because fans are pissed. If they keep on these people who said these racist things or these insensitive comments, they're going to tune out anyway. So,
some people will. I don't think everybody will, because everybody's not woke. Everybody doesn't feel the same.
Right. Well, you want to know what's crazy. I'm sorry, Lem, you can finish and then I'll add on to it.
No, I was just going to say that I think that going back to what someone said earlier about going back, like, I think it's going to cause us as fans to be like, look, like, send out a petition or something, like, we need to not have these people on, because if they do, we're not going to watch your show. It's just like what they do in government and legislation. They sign petitions and then things happen, right? And then there's changes that are made. And so it may be a situation like that. And they understand that people are, we're going to be fed up and we're not going to do what we used to do when it comes to the network. Go ahead, Sensei.
Right. And speaking on networks, I mean, just last week, they had a Vanderpump reunion. And just last week, they were talking to Brett. I can't even remember the other guy's name, but they had racist tweets in the past. And they were on the reunion being like, oh, do you guys have anything you want to say about that? And of course, they're going to apologize. But at the end of the day, they should have never been on Vanderpump Rules if they knew about this. And Lisa Vanderpump was acting like, oh, like, it was fine. Like, she's like, I've never seen that side of them, blah, blah, blah. But fast forward to this week, now they want to fire all of them. Like, it should have been done beforehand. And it kind of just goes to show that these networks are just pleasing the people, which is amazing, but they should have been doing this a long time ago.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I have to give a big kudos to freaking Faith, who was on the challenge for what, 2 seasons. I didn't know she was on Vanderpump Rules before, and then I saw that interview. But, you know, this is pretty much all thanks to her, for her saying these things, for what are their names, Stassi and the other girl, to get kicked off the show. So I thought that was really cool that, you know, she got her W in that situation.
You know what, I'm gonna call out the chat really quick, because people are asking about Rogan and things that he said. And I think I want to say this one more time. I think we're talking, hopefully I'm speaking for everybody, we're talking about everybody on the cast of MTV who's dealt with or who has said anything whatsoever they should be held accountable for. So all the word we're not mentioning right now, we mean everybody. Everyone should be held accounted for what they've been doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they're saying Big Brother as well. You know, I think production maybe needs to, you know, they need to get back and they need to train their people a little bit better to find some better people, you know, without these racist backgrounds. I think that's definitely something they have to work on.
And I feel like MTV, for the network and having the platform that they do, they've always seemed to have just a little bit of diversity, right? Like, it always just seems like predominantly white and then like a splash here and there just to maybe like say that they did it. I don't know if that's intentional or just my perception, but they really need a more diverse cast always and going forward. And they kind of have preached that in the past. What's that?
No, I was just saying ABC be pissing me off with The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
Me too. Oh,
like, they got me all the way twisted. Like,
you haven't had a Bachelor yet?
No, no. And it pisses me off because there are amazing candidates. And it's like, we're coming for you next. I need everyone to say hashtag ABC.
Yes,
hashtag ABC. Bachelor. I'm not with it.
And consistently, there's people that, after the show's on, they find horrible things that they've said. And it's like, come on, you guys, you couldn't have looked through their Instagram before you cast them.
Yeah. It's like, who are you trying to make happy? Like white America, and make sure that like the white people feel that they're being represented. Like, they've had their representation. They've had their time. Can we get some more diverse cast, please? And some more voices.
But again, it has to be consistent. You need to be MTV. Right, That's where, again, not to defend D, it's wrong, but you can't make D your... Then you have to be consistent across the board. If you're going to have a zero tolerance policy, that goes for everybody, not just now. And
this is the thing. If fans can find these tweets that were posted like years ago, why can't these people who have been trained at these big companies, why can't they find these tweets?
I don't think it's a big...
Well, Benny, maybe they can, but they're just not. Yes, exactly. Yes, they don't want to. They don't want to find the tweets. They're purposely not finding the tweets. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the part of the problem is, like with MTV and like some of these other networks, they don't have diverse producers. Mm-hmm. These are the people that are casting. These are the people that are, working the show. I think behind the scenes, it's not diverse, so it doesn't emulate in front of the camera. And so when these things happen that are problematic, that have racist tendencies, they don't understand because they don't know. They don't live that life. It doesn't pertain to them in their eyes. And so I think that's where a lot of it needs to change too, is having more diverse behind the scenes where it comes to production, networks, so on and so forth.
And that's the sad part too, because all these big networks have diversity departments. You know, they have diversity departments to help make this change. The sad part is that we have to have diversity departments to make this change. You know, you're looking at everyone as a whole. You know what I mean? Blind casting. You know, for the person that's gonna be the best for it, or give chances to more people. Basically, you know, ABC has a diversity and casting program that comes out every single year. Yet we see the reality shows, and it's basically plain Jane, right? They're like. I can't name one Asian male who was on The Bachelor. There might have been one, but I just can't remember. You know, there's a production company called Wong Fu Productions that had to create something called the Asian Bachelorette or the Asian Bachelor.
Oh my God.
As a parody to have a meeting with ABC to let them know you're missing some things. You know what I mean? You're missing some flavor in the pot. Yes, it really didn't even help the situation because there's still not even a bunch sprinkled in. How many Asian men have you seen on the challenge? You know what I mean?
I don't know if I can name one.
Zero? So, like, I don't think any.
I don't know.
So hopefully this could bring up, you know, even more of the racial issues that are within reality TV. You know what I mean? There's way more than what we see. There's way more than just what tweets of people have seen. We just don't get the chances, like, you know, like white America does, basically.
MTV has a diverse audience. And when they first started off, they were extremely white because they started off as MTV's music television when they started doing videos. And so they were all doing all white videos, and then they started to incorporate diversity, but it still was a slow moving train. It's the same thing with the programming. They do have some diversity in some of their shows, but I think that understanding the audience, and I hope that this is a wake up call again to the people that run MTV, to the producers, to the department heads, that they need to make sure they incorporate their audience. They need to be sensitive to who their audience is and understand that we're not just going to be stupid and we're not just going to let things happen and not have a voice and not say something, especially with this climate.
Do you guys think that there should be some sort of maybe special where they do open the floor for conversation like that, like maybe between a Bananas and a Cheyenne or Jordan and a Naya to go back and so that Johnny can learn from Cheyenne, who have personally affected and things like that? Or do you think it's just like wash your hand clean, like they're gone?
No. Short answer, no. Because I don't think it'll work. I just don't think. Okay. I think somebody like Bananas is Bananas. He's been that way and he's gotten away with a lot of problematic stuff. Not just racist stuff. Right. He said stuff derogatory towards women. He said he said some hurtful, problematic things throughout his whole career on MTV. And so I think that someone like him, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
It might not work for him, but do you think it might work for some of the viewers that are maybe on a Banana side and then they can see the other side? Then the viewers are like, oh, wait, Bananas really is not the type of person that I want to be affiliated with.
Right.
So maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they do it, though. I just think there's a lot of people that'll ride or die with Bananas no matter what he does,
right?
But if you bring the platform all about, you know, the things that he has done wrong and have other people telling him why he's done it wrong, maybe some of the people that love him so much will be like, maybe I don't love Bananas as much as I thought. That's all.
I think that he could do that on his own with his social platform. Because if he leaves MTV, his fans can follow him there, and he could learn. And he could learn there. Basically, I think.
It would be nice if he did that of his own volition. It would be. I would love to see Banana say, "You know what? Shoot, this has opened my eyes. I want to learn of his own, not with an MTV platform, or not with Bananas. Anyone? Because some people want to." Change, you know.
I do want to mention Bananas real quick before we wrap up and we let the 2.0 panel take the floor. He did go on Instagram Live with Leroy and they did talk about the Black Lives Movement and racial injustice, and it was very and this was before I had completely forgotten about what Bananas had said to Cheyenne. This hadn't even been brought up yet. And he was saying, you know, I'm here to learn. I want to listen. I want to spread awareness. It doesn't take a lot to just go on your platform and say all these things. So hearing him say that now, like remembering him say that now, knowing what he did in the past, are you guys still with that, with what he said to Leroy?
What did he actually say? Did he say he was trying to change?
He was saying that, you know, I'm all for this. I want to learn and I want to grow from this. Leroy was pretty much educating him pretty much on everything that was going on. And
did he admit like what he has done?
No.
No accountability at all.
Accountability. No. Yeah.
That's what you need to do. Take accountability of the situation. You're going to sit here, oh, I want to learn, I want to do this. Well, you can't even take accountability of what we have seen. We have receipts. It's on TV. Like, take accountability for that.
I think Bananas is an opportunist, and I think, he could say that so he can appease his fans and the people that follow him. But like Dan was saying earlier, I feel like people are going to follow Bananas whatever he does. So no matter if he goes and he, you know, does something crazy and films it or whatever, they're still going to ride for him. So that's why I think that he's in his 30s. He's probably almost 40. Like, come on, bro, you know better. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you live in, I used to live in California. I don't know if he's still in California, but you know what it's like out here.
OC.
You know, you live in a diverse society. You're not from, somewhere where there's no diversity. So you know better. And I think that he would definitely need to take accountability for anything to change with him, hands down.
And this is gonna this is very interesting, because I wonder if the challenge going forward with future seasons, are they gonna start incorporating those discussions about race, like old school Real World, how they would talk about those issues. Mm. Will the challenge talk about those issues now that this is all going on? And will
I think
that
they should. Yeah, I think they should. I think they should, and yes, I think it matters, only because I remember watching a season of Real World where there was, I want to say they were in Vegas. This was the season that Kayla was on. So it was her season of Real World. They were in Vegas, and they had, I don't remember her name, but they had a girl who was just very ignorant.
Jenna.
And she said some very racist things, and they basically had a sit-down with her on air. And I really appreciated what the cast members told her, because it came from them. It didn't come from the higher ups. And I feel like she did learn something, whether she changed or not. But the thing is, it needs to happen within the moment. It can't be an after. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it needs to change. They need to make it part of the narrative. They need to make it part of the story. Not just like, oh yeah, by the way, behind the scenes, we talked about it. Or we're going to talk about it at the reunion for 5 minutes. No, it needs to be within that moment. If something happens within a moment, it needs to be an education moment so everyone can see and everyone can learn. Because there's tons of ignorant people out there that just don't know any better. And when they say things, they don't know it's problematic until somebody brings to their attention. But they need to learn that. And if MTV is going to have these type of people on there, then they need to do that. Absolutely.
And I think this is a perfect time for MTV to take accountability for everything that's happened within the past, with the things that they kind of, you know, slid over with, with the words that have come out. Even on air, basically, you know what I mean, and it's just been swept. This is the perfect time for them to come out and say, "This is what we've done wrong. This is what we've overlooked. We need to change," you know. And I think if they really care about the movement, if they really care about the social issues and the injustice and the systemic racism that's happening within the world today, they're gonna do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Otherwise, once again, it's just left to dust.
Well, and it was really interesting, actually, because I don't know if you guys ever watched the most recent Real World they had, but it was on Facebook Live, or it was on Facebook Watch or something like that. I feel like that cast, I mean, there was definitely a lot of that talk. And I feel as if though it should have been aired on MTV, just because, they were talking about religion, race, everything like that. It was very like, I mean, I would say it's educational just because there was lots of conversation. And it was kind of a shame that it was on Facebook Watch instead of being on MTV. So I kind of found that kind of, I don't know, odd in a way.
It was a missed opportunity for sure.
Huh?
I agree.
Why was it on Facebook Watch and not on TV? Just because they didn't think it was going to do well? Or
They had so many other shows going on, they said, or something like that, but it should have been on MTV because it was definitely a big missed opportunity.
Yeah, I didn't even know that it aired. I didn't even know that was a show on Facebook Live. And they could have promoted that on their social media platforms. They could have clipped that stuff and brought that conversation forward and have promoted that. Absolutely.
Yep.
Right. Well, with that, we are going to pass this conversation along to the 2.0 crew. You guys, this was very enlightening. I'm really glad that all of us came together and we did this, our first show together. Really cool, you guys. We touched on some very important things. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on media. Pam, sign us out. We're still going to do it the normal way.
All right. Woo! Thank you all so much for joining us. And again, we'd love to continue the conversation. So please share your thoughts with us. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks again.
I'm so, so happy we got to do this. I'm so happy that we got to collaborate with you guys. And I'm very much looking forward to continue listening to your conversation now. So,
Dan here. Guys, go donate to a good charity, please. Please. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy I'm going to go watch the rest of the show right now. So I'm
this is a great convo. Appreciate you guys.
And shout out to you, Benny.
Thanks, Benny,
for spearheading this. Absolutely. Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Sure. Guys.
How do I do this? I'm sorry. I just want to stay around. Bye. Always awkward.
So, you know, another thing is, you know, I'm not saying that MTV hasn't had you know, minorities on. Obviously, they've had minorities
right.
on,
right?
You know, and somebody mentioned 15 out of the 28 people on Total Madness are minorities right now. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. cool, but there's also been issues with, you know, how it's been edited and how it's been played out. That's mm-hmm. that's the main issue. You know what I mean? And it stems beyond MTV, is what I'm trying to say. You know,
absolutely.
Reality TV is not just on one network. It's on multiple networks. And we could tell on multiple networks, not everyone's given the same opportunity.
Right. I just want to bring up the fact that I do, and we were talking about this earlier, is obviously there's swift justice right now, mm-hmm. which I think it's overdue, like well overdue. And the fact that it's happening, I'm glad. Yes, I think the other cast members should be held accountable, especially if they're going to continue being put on platforms, the MTV platform. Mm-hmm. But one thing I want to bring up, and this is obviously we're talking about MTV specifically and some reality TV, but this is happening everywhere. Like I'm from Sacramento, and there's this announcer named Grant Napier, and he's been an announcer for the Kings, Sacramento Kings NBA basketball team since they've been there in Sacramento for 30 years. And literally, he put out a tweet, Boogie Cousins, who used to play for Sacramento, kind of sent him a tweet about, you know, something that relates to Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And his response was, he says, oh, thanks for reaching out. And by the way, all lives matter. They immediately released him the next day. Like
good.
30 years on the job. And they was like, nope, we're not taking that. And this is the kind of energy. And I'm saying again, I'm glad it's happening now. But this is long, long overdue. Like I said before, not only has Black Lives Matter been going on since 2013, but civil rights in the 60s and even the injustices that happened since going all the way back to slavery. And I think that people need to understand that I think they're really seeing what's happening and the injustices that are in their face. And they're finally like, all right, we get it. We need to do something. We need to change as a country, as a world. And I'm hoping that this sparks more revolution in regards to that.
Yeah.
The thing is, when people, you know, when people say that, you know, it's not all about race. Everyone should come together. Everyone should be together or whatnot. But the issue is that we aren't together. There is a divide, and it's so easy to say, you know, like everyone should be treated equally. But when you can't, because of systemic racism and everything that we've been put against, minorities, everyone who's been put against the system and done wrong. You can't say that everything's okay. It's the easiest way to say that we're all good, you know, everything's gonna be okay, just come together. But if you don't have these tough conversations, especially like the ones we had today, you know, different points of views, a lot of learning, and the stuff that we should be doing every day, you know, it's never gonna change. And so I think like everything that's happening now, everyone says 2020 is such a crazy year, you know, F 2020, but there's been things that sayings that are going around that I really agree with, where it's like, how about if 2020 is that year? That year that we needed for that change, that year that we needed to, you know, wake up and realize that there's an issue and there's a problem and that we can't escape it at this time. We have to change it and fix it.
Go ahead, Mel. You have something to say.
I got a lot to say.
Go ahead.
I was keeping mute because I know you're ready.
Let it go.
Something that I'm just really tired of is the whole, we need to educate. We shouldn't let them go. We should give them a platform to speak on it. But it's like, or to have that, like he was saying earlier, have that conversation with Leroy, you know, a white person and a black person. It's like, why are we placing the burden on black people to show people that they need to be treated like human beings? Why are we still doing that?
Right.
For what?
Yeah, it's. I'm glad you brought that up, Mel. And it, obviously it's a source of contention. And being a black person myself, I can speak to that like correctly, simply because it is tiring. Because these people should know better. Unless you were born yesterday and nobody that's doing this is born yesterday, you should know the climate of where you are, especially if you're on a large platform like TV or huge social media presence. Like the ownership is on you. You can't sit up here and be like, oh, I didn't know or whatever. No, you need to educate yourself. When you go to college, you go to college to get that degree, right? You're educating yourself. It's not up to the person sitting next to you to do the work for you so you can get the degree. You have to go to class. You have to learn from the instructors. You need to do that. And if you have a problem and you don't know what racism is or being racist in, then find out. Google is your best friend. There's so many instances that you can look up and so many factors that can happen that you can educate yourself. But the thing is, people don't because they've been getting away with it for so long.
Right.
So they don't need to, whether their parents never, you know, corrected them, or their friends never corrected them, or their coworkers never corrected them. So they've just been going along life, and now mm-hmm. they're on this platform like reality TV or whatever, and then they say certain things, and they're like, wait, I didn't even know.
Yep.
I didn't even know. No, that's not an excuse at all.
And what else is not an excuse? I don't care if it's joking. I don't care if it's, you know, being shady, whatever it is. If you're going to be joking about it's racist. I don't care. Like, if you're going to make a racist joke and people are saying, oh, it's a joking manner, I don't care. Like, it's still a racist situation. Like, you cannot, I mean, like, I go back to when I first said, it's like, there are people out there that are great people that have been supporting the Black community. They've never once said anything negative. So it's like the fact that if these people are out here saying one small, simple thing, you're racist. I'm sorry. Like, you know, it's like, you need to educate yourself. You should never even have those thoughts in your head. Like, you know, so it's like, if you have those thoughts in your head and you want to make comments like that, then you need to go and you need to like really educate yourself to where that should never even be something that comes out your mouth, period.
And that's the thing too. Oh, go ahead, Mel.
No, go ahead. I'll remember it.
And I was, you know, I think when people see how angry, you know, we could be, or how angry people can be about the whole situation, you know, they automatically think that we think that people can't change. You know, the hope is that we want them to change. We want them to get educated, and we want them to be a better person. That's the hope. And that's the dream. You know what I mean? For people to learn from the situations and learn from their mistakes. I think we mentioned this when we had the Taylor situation back in 2018, the next week. You know, we saw how much crazy hate she was getting and how she deleted her Twitter and all that other stuff. We even sympathized with her for a little bit. And we said, you know, we said, we hope this, you learn from the situation and it helps you change, because this could follow you. And look what happened 2 years later. It followed her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know her personally. I don't know what's happened within her life, you know, and if she's changed, great. I really don't know if she's changed. You know what I mean? But the hope is that she does. And it goes the same way for everyone who's been fired, or who's been let go, or who in the future, hopefully will be get let go as well too, is that they can change. And that's why we're having these conversations, is to keep the education up and to keep it going and to bring it to light. Because if not, it's just going to be hit in the dark.
Absolutely.
100%.
There's a scripture that I was thinking about this before we got on. You know, I love Jesus. And it's Luke 6:45. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So basically, out of your heart, your mouth is what it says. And so a lot of people that say like, oh, I didn't really mean it that way. No. That's exactly what you meant, because that came from your heart. Case in point, a lot of people know about Drew Brees, football player, New Orleans Saints, and what he said. And they were talking about kneeling the flag, and he was asked about that. And he went the whole All Lives Matter route. Oh, well, my grandparents that fought for this country. Bruh, it's been time and time again noted that when Colin Kaepernick started kneeling for that during the national anthem, it had nothing to do with the flag, had nothing to do with military. It was regarding the injustice of this country. And that's what he was doing. And so when he said that, it was a flippant statement, because he really felt that. Obviously, he sent all these apologies. He put an apology on his with the little, you know, hands and the black hand and the white hand on Instagram, and then followed up with this apology.
Oh, that he bought from stock images.
Yeah. Exactly. From stock images. And then he even said, look into my eyes, did a video and all of this stuff. But the thing was, it was what he meant. Now, granted, I don't think he understood it was going to have those ramifications, because I'm sure he wouldn't have said it. But it that's what he felt. And so he had to look back. And I know that he did, you know, end up talking to someone, and someone who's basically a sports caster, and talked to him. His name escapes me real quick, but he's black, and he talked to him and kind of educated him on what that meant. And I'm glad that he did that, but it doesn't negate the fact of what he said. And that's the thing. It's like, when people say these things, I don't like the excuse of, I didn't mean it that way. No, you meant it that way, but you're being called to the carpet. That's why it goes back to educating yourself. You have to, when you have a large platform, it's imperative for you to educate yourself. If you don't care about, you know, being on TV or whatever, then do you. But just know that if you're going to be on this platform, you're going to be scrutinized, and you can't say these problematic things and not feel like you can't be called to the carpet for them.
Well, Len, what did he say about his grandfather fighting for the country? What did he say?
It was something to the tune of, he was talking about kneeling for the flag, and he was just saying he's against that. because he feels like it's disrespecting the flag and disrespecting the military. And he's like, I think about my grandfathers that fought for this country and all this kind of stuff. And what the other person that talked to him said was, he's like, yeah, these people that are Black that Colin Kaepernick is kneeling for, then grandfathers and the people on your team, their grandfathers fought for the country too. The problem was that they came back and didn't have the same rights that your grandfather did.
100%.
When they fought for this country, they came back to racism. They came back to still fight in this country. And that's why I put that in the poem for AfterBuzz. It's because that's what happened. These Black soldiers over the years have fought for this country and then come back to racism and come back and don't have the same equal rights that these white people that fought in the country and came back and are celebrating. It's just not the same energy.
100%. And he didn't know that. It's the same thing that went on for Filipinos. My grandfather fought in World War II in the Philippines for America. When he came here, he did not get the same privileges that a white man got when they fought in World War II. My grandmother had to fight for those same privileges because he was married to him.
Right.
He didn't get the same type of situation. And so for people that say that, you know, they don't realize and they don't know that although these people were fighting the same exact war, they weren't being treated the same. And that's the conversation that we should have. That's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what he should understand, what he should learn. And that's the thing. People don't know because people aren't told that when they're growing up. Right. They're not educated that when they're growing up. And this is a big wake-up call for those people because they see things in different lights, in different perspectives. When you have a lens on that you're so used to and you don't take the time to look at another person's lens or walk in another person's shoes, you're never going to know.
Right.
And Lem, I kind of want to know from you just to get your opinion because, you know, all these people, like you said, you don't like when they say, oh, I didn't mean that or something like that. But what about the ones that are like, you know, that's like how my family was raised me and all that stuff, like when they talk about like how they were raised and their family and stuff like that, like how do you, I mean, what do you think about that? Like, do you feel like they could, because I personally feel like, okay, it might be your family, but it's an outside world outside your family.
Right.
And I feel like that's a choice in general because yeah, you might go home to your family and that's how they are. But when you're out in the world, like you see the difference, right? I mean, am I wrong about that? Like, I feel like that should not be an excuse. I mean, you're around people 24/7, you're at school, you're learning. Like, so do you feel like, I mean, it's an excuse, but I just didn't know if you had any like more thoughts on that aspect.
Yeah. I mean, I've obviously heard that many times in my life. I've been in situations, whether it be in school or what have you, where I've been the only Black voice and the only Black person in the room. And, I've been treated unfairly. And I think that a lot of times when it happened when I was young, I know it's coming from their parents. It is how they were raised. And so when you're 10 years old, yeah, I mean, you're 10 years old, right? You're not even fully developed into, you know, your natural thinking. Everything you get is from your family. But when you're an adult, when you're a full-fledged adult, you can't use that as an excuse because again, like you said, you've lived in this world. I understand that people that may come from a certain part of the country that have certain ideals and that's all they know. I mean, I see where you're coming from. But the thing is, you know right from wrong. You know when something, I mean, again, systematic racism and oppression has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. So again, we called this for people in reality TV, mainly people on MTV. These are people that there is no excuse for that. Because again, if you're going to go on this platform, it goes back to when we were talking about that Real World, where it was the last Real World Vegas. And the girl, like she came from, and she talked about that. She's like, I didn't know what I said was wrong. And so she was educated right then and there. And I appreciated them do, because I ended up covering that show. And I appreciated them doing that. But the thing is, it needs to be more of that. Like you need to know that you certain things you just can't say and you just can't do when it comes to other races. And whether you grew up that way, you just need to learn. It's the onus is on you if you're going to have a platform.
There's proof in the pudding. Did you guys see that TikTok or that viral video of that one girl, or this one white girl talking about, you know, telling her parents and standing up for what she believes in for the Black Lives Movement and letting them understand why it can't be all lives matter. You know what I mean? When Black lives can't matter. Like that was so powerful to see because that's the next generation. That's Generation Z who's going to come, you know, and come after us and help lead this world to something else, that gives me some sort of hope. You know, people exactly. talking about it on social media, us talking about it like this on AfterBuzz, mm-hmm. you know, and having these kind of honest conversations gives me hope that things can change, but we just have to keep it consistent. Like Lem says, it can't be stopped right there. Right. The lessons exactly. can't be stopped. They have to continue because it's so hard to unlearn,
right.
you know, exactly. racial tendencies. And once again, that's, you know, you weren't born into being a racist. You were, mm-hmm. you were taught that, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
People,
right.
people, there's an image going around from 1992 or something like that, where this little, you know, this little kid in a Ku Klux Klan full on hood gear, mm. you know, placed his hand on a black officer. You know what I mean? Like, it just shows you the innocence. You were born innocent and you were yeah. taught all these things. So
right.
time, now is the time to unlearn that and really have that conversation.
Yeah. You mentioned TikTok, Nino, and yeah. that brought me, I thought you were going to go another way, but that brings me to the girl that I think she was with her boyfriend or something like that. And she made mm-hmm. a TikTok, how to make a black person. And she put all these things in. I don't know if you saw that. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, on the younger side. But she ended up obviously getting all this backlash, and ultimately the school that she was going to go to college basically said she can't go to school there. Yeah. And so, and she felt like she was being targeted. It's not fair. This ruined my life and da, 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 da. And obviously she was taught these things, but at the same token, I'm sorry. You should know that what you're doing is bad. You know that. Whether you were taught that or not, I was taught a lot of things. Doesn't mean that I don't know it's bad. It's, yeah, it's something I was able to do and get away with, but it doesn't mean it's not bad or problematic. And she did that, yeah. and she's all on social media. Oh, you guys ruined my life because all of these negative things happened to her. But, you know, it's that's what you did, and you got to accept the repercussions for that. You can grow from that. You can understand, okay, that was bad. I shouldn't do that. I definitely won't do that anymore. Because I know, but the thing, going back to what I said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is how you feel. So
and,
if you got caught saying it, it's how you feel.
Right. And so right off of that, and that's why it would be amazing for MTV to have a clean slate. Because, you know, like Jordan, like Bananas, like Camilla, you know, they should have, it doesn't matter when they did it. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it happened. And the only way... Like they, like right now, they probably still think like, oh, it's, I said it a long time ago. It doesn't matter. Blah, blah, blah. Like they need to be kicked off. They need to be fired because at the end of the day, they need to know that could never, ever happen again.
Right.
And, you know, cause people are like, you know, oh, should they not get fired because it was from so long ago? It doesn't matter how long ago it was.
There's no statute of limitations on racism.
You know, even if they have changed, who knows? You know what I mean? It's like, sorry, like, it just has to happen.
Being fired is a learning experience too. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Educate absolutely. On that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Being let go. That's a great point, Mel. Being let go is a learning experience. Like that's, you learn, like you, like when you are a little kid and you're a little bad kid and you be stealing cars or whatever, and you go to juvenile hall, you learn because you went to jail. You went to juvie. Yeah. You're like, all right, I'm not going to do now more. I learned my lesson because right. I got caught and I accepted the penalty. Yeah. Like there's
sorry,
a penalty
guys.
For that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. In the chat room, I just got Peyton says that there is a disgusting challenge on TikTok where people were copying what happened to George Floyd.
Yeah,
if that's, I mean, why is TikTok even on right now? Like, how did they even let happen?
Oh no, I think TikTok got wind of it and has taken it down. You know, you can't look it up anymore.
Gosh.
But it's been a thing. I mean, you saw what, I don't know if you guys saw recently this past weekend. This one corrections officer and FedEx employee got fired from the jobs because when protesters were going through their town, they decided to set up their American flags, their Trump flags in the background, and also recreate the George Floyd situation with somebody's knee on a person's neck, and basically, you know, shout out and counter protest. That's not how you counter protest. You know what I mean? Like if you're a Republican, if you want to vote a different way, that right there, that's racist. Yeah. You know, that's where you see racial tendencies right. come out. These people got fired. They mm-hmm. when actions, you have consequences. Our AfterBuzz TV producer just said this. When there's actions, there needs to be consequences. Mm-hmm. And the world is finally getting to see that, finally getting to realize that. And once again, that's thanks to technology, because we can go ahead and shoot these things with our phones. Right. And people can be accountable for that. You know what I mean? sad to say, this has been going on forever. We just haven't seen it.
It's just like, I mean, there's so many instances, but just piggybacking off of that, it's just like the lady who said she was going to call the police on the guy who's a bird watcher in New York. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's like, I'm going to call police. And she called the police saying he was African-American because she knew what was going to happen. She knew that if she said an African-American was attacking her or doing something to her, that she felt like she was going to get a bias from the police. And she lost her job, as she should have.
Mm-hmm. Because she should have been arrested because she was putting his life in danger.
Exactly.
We know what happens.
Exactly. Should have been harsher.
Well, we saw what happens 2 days later, right?
Right, exactly. But the thing is, these are things that need to be called to the carpet. I mean, these police officers, there's so many, going back to George Floyd, there's so many officers that should be called to the carpet and arrested for killings of previous Black individuals. Breonna Floyd is one that her, of the police officers that killed her,
Taylor,
have not been arrested yet. Like, that's crazy. Like, I'm glad what's happening with George Floyd, but it became such a movement that they couldn't, there was nothing else they could do but arrest these officers because they knew it would cause chaos. But it needs to be the same energy, just like MTV, going back to what we've all said, they need to have the same energy going back to these things. And what they should do is have a diversity training before they put these people on air. Hey, how do you feel about this? Have a psychologist talk to them. Do you have any racist things online? Because if so, you're not going to be able to be on our show. Right. Like, they need to do that. And like you said, since a clean slate, like, they need to understand, people need to understand that this is not tolerable. We're not going to tolerate this anymore.
And I do want to say, oh, I'm sorry.
No, if you're going to, go ahead. If you're piggybacking off of him, because I was going another route. Yeah.
I am, because it is kind of a clean slate. And I do want, because a lot of people in the chat right now are talking about, you know, how Tori needs to address the situation with Jordan. Because I just got to say, you know, of course, like, we all know Tori, how loving she is and how, you know, she definitely puts out a bright light. And I know that she is with Jordan. And of course, like, to her, you know, and to people who love her, want the best for her. And they probably could see that, you know, she wouldn't be with somebody who would possibly right now be a racist or anything like that. So yeah, like I said, who knows if people can change, but I do feel like her and Jordan should address the situation, because I know a lot of people look up to her. And I mean, it's so, like with Bananas, he could have admitted what he did. And I think that's, it's so simple for him to bring up the past, talk about it. And, you know, for her, for them to just acknowledge it. I think that's the thing. I feel like it's better off acknowledging the situation than just sweeping by or just staying quiet about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So a lot of people, you know, want her to speak up. And I do agree with that, you know, and they can have their say, but, that's just, I kind of wanted to piggyback off of that, just so, you know,
Absolutely.
It needs to be said.
Were you asking, Mel?
Yeah.
I was just going to bring up, you know, we obviously, this panel loves to call out the people that need to be called out. We love to cancel the people that need to be canceled. But what do you guys feel about those who are complicit? Example, Corey. I have my personal opinions, but I think I saw something where he said, Taylor has tweets, Cheyenne has tweets. Get over it. But then today he's crying on live. He just seems very complicit to me. And personally, I think he should be removed as well.
Right.
How do you guys feel about his comments on that?
Oh, gosh. I'm not a fan of Corey. I'm not a fan of Corey at all. I feel like he just doesn't get it at all for him to make that comment about being mixed and, you know, not, you know, feeling like he's Black or whatever. Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not Black. Like,
he's so oblivious.
He's part of the problem, though.
Exactly. And this is the thing. Like, I've seen this going around, and I totally agree. It's like, it's not enough to be not racist. Mm-hmm. You need to be anti-racist. And that's where we need to focus our energy. It's not just like, oh, I'm not racist. No. You need to be against racism. And he's a prime example. I did see a video where right before we went on air, where he was apologizing to Cheyenne for the comments that he made. And I'm sure because of the backlash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because him saying that, he got so much backlash and what have you. And here he has, you know, he has a Black daughter with a Black baby mother. You know what I'm saying? He's Black. Whether you're half Black, you're still Black. You know what I'm saying? I'm half Black, but I'm Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does not, you can't use that. But he is trying to be, like, that's a very All Lives Matter kind of statement. That's what that is. It's a very All Lives Matter kind of, like, no, we're all one. No. You need to address the problem. And I understand He's with a white girl in Taylor, someone that he's, you know, trying to defend because that's his woman. Mm-hmm. But problematic is problematic. Like, I understand. Wait, maybe she's changed. Maybe she's not the same. I personally don't think that's just my personal opinion. Yeah. But maybe she has. But you still, this is what the energy was before. Does not matter. Does not change how she felt. And you need to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm. And I think with Corey, and a lot of people say it all the time, I think he has identity issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you can't physically see that, you know, like I don't feel that I'm, or identify with my Black side as much. You know what I mean? Right. When you clearly, physically, you look like it. And I'm sure, you know, maybe if you don't realize it or not, people look at you in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like I said, I don't follow Corey, you know, like as much or whatnot, but I really do feel like it stems somewhere deeper, and that's something he has to work on, and sure. That's going to affect the whole situation. So, you know, to go back with Mel to see if he needs to be held accountable for, I think the first thing he needs to do is check himself first, mm-hmm. and really, you know, find that source and that understanding of like these things he said out loud in the public, you know, to the public eye about, you know, his personal life. You know what I mean? I think the one smart thing Taylor is doing is saying, I'm done with reality TV right now because I need to concentrate on myself. And I think she does need to concentrate on herself. But I also feel like that's just a quick, easy way to get out and to scapegoat from, you know, the whole situation. Say, I'm leaving reality TV and I want to come back. I just want to fly under the radar. I hope she doesn't, but that's what, you know, that's what we can see. But hopefully she does look at herself and really figure
it out. Well, and that was the whole situation because she put out a post before it got aired that she got fired. She tried to make it seem like it was her choice, mm-hmm. and she wanted to pull away because it was like a bad light and reality TV is just not for her. When it was like, girl, just again, admit what happened,
that you got
take
let
accountability.
Go.
You got let go, apologize. You have a beautiful daughter now who's going to be mixed. You have to really, I mean, I hope she does change. Who knows? Again, we don't know. But like for her daughter's sake, to move in the future, she needs to get more educated. And she should have, again, it's all about taking accountability. I mean,
I agree. I actually literally. Agree. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you have to say, Mel? I see you over there.
I mean, I've seen people saying time and time again, but she apologized. That's great. But other people have the option to accept or not accept. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again,
except she got fired, girl.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I said I don't think she's changed because of that notion right there. Like, if you could have been honest,
I get that,
and you know what I'm saying, and you weren't, and so and it backfired, and you were found out. Like, you shouldn't even think. But going back to like her having a child, like you said, she has a Black child. Like, she has a Black child. You really need to educate yourself. I don't care where you live, where you think you're going to be at or whatever, what your family is like, are you going to be around? You have a Black child and you need to be educated yourself so you know how to raise properly that Black child. Because
otherwise, it's the same cycle, same cycle Corey got.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's why, and that's why it's so hard to like see all these apologies. Because you want to give apologies after you got fired or after a situation has arisen. Mm-hmm. Like, why couldn't you have just admitted it right then and there in those situations? You know, and it's like, that's why these are.
Or when it's a half-assed apology, when they say, they start apologizing, but then they go ahead and they say, you know, but I didn't realize that was happening or whatnot, blah, blah, blah. When you
there's no excuse.
There's no excuse, exactly. When it's inexcusable, when you could just say, I'm sorry for my actions, you know, I'm going to learn from what happened. But then people want to sprinkle in when they say, you know, it wasn't my intention, but you did it. Mm-hmm. That's the point. It might have not been your intention, but you did it. So go ahead and apologize for what you did. Learn from the situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
All these apologies are just for the fucking birds. Like, you know, let's see change in the future. How about that?
Like I said, we got a long way to go. So,
Where do you all think, just pose this to all of you, and even in the chat, if they want to chime in, you know, since you're on the chat, see what they have to say. But ultimately, where do we think we can go from here concerning MTV reality TV? I gave my opinion where I think they should definitely, when they interview these people and they do these psychological evaluations, like part of that needs, you know, how they feel about race, and that needs to be part of that. But what other things do you think they can do to start seeing change in what they produce on television.
They need to get more people behind the scenes who are, you know, who look like us,
right?
You know, out there and really giving people those chances. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's really hard when you're in production and when you're working behind the scenes and you're trying to develop shows, you're trying to create these things. It really is political back there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people who Issa Rae had to create her own damn character for her to, you know, make it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry had to put up his own studio for him to be as, you know, well off and you know, as he is. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, there are even issues with Tyler Perry, you know what I mean? And what he does at times too. But the thing is, he had to make his own lane. And he had to, you know what I mean? That's the hard part. We're not giving the fair chances. So I think that really needs to change on the back end. You know, everyone, not just the people who are in front of the camera, the people behind the camera. When you put those people in those positions, you're going to start seeing those changes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think it starts from there. And I also feel like, you know, I know production and people who cast, they're like, oh, we have this type of chick. We have this type of guy. We have this. Well, it shouldn't matter what type of person it is. Just find good, fun people, like people with genuine, like, I feel like they put so much like effort into be like, okay, we have to make sure we have this, that, but they're not even thinking about the deeper issues. Like, I feel like it shouldn't matter how many African-Americans you have, like, or just, it doesn't matter how many people are casted. It should just be, do you get what I'm saying, you guys? Like, I feel like they think way too much of like the characters they would be.
Well, they know what kind of show they're producing, right? They know, they feel like they know their audience, but you know, because MTV, we know that's a 20 something audience, right? That's a millennial type audience,
right,
that are watching these shows. But I think they need to understand that these millennials that are watching, a lot of them are very woke. They understand, you know, when they see injustices, they know how to call it out. And I think that they're not giving, you know, enough attention to that. So I think that going forward in the future, especially seeing where we are, and I love seeing people come together, all races, you know, for the Black Lives Matter music movement. Like, I see everybody, I mean, celebrities that are out there and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And I really hope it continues. Like, it's not just, you know, oh, I was out there protesting, and just becomes, you know, a something that you do for social media purposes or whatever. Like, I really feel like people's hearts are in this and they continue to be in it because we need these numbers. The Black Lives Matter, like I said, it's been out for 2013. This is probably the most response they've had, and we need to keep doing this. We need to keep pushing the envelope so, you know, these shows, these networks, whatever the case is, that they understand that they need to address these situations when they come up and kind of not just have them in the nutshell.
Right, and I agree with what Cecily says, you know, and some people say in the chat, there doesn't need to be a quota with how many, you know, X amount of races you need to fill in this thing. If you're looking at it as a whole and looking at these people and their personalities, you're going to get something diverse, for sure. If you're not looking, you know, at Black, White, Asian, you know, Latino, any, if you're not looking at it as like, I need to fill these characters in, I need to fill these characters in because of their race, blah, blah, blah. Like, you need to look at it as a whole and see them as somebody who's good for TV, who can be funny on TV. You're going to create something so fun and magical to see, and it's going to be a pot. It's going to be a plethora. The most fun places to live in the world are the ones that are the most diverse, because you learn so much. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any final thoughts?
I think MTV needs to keep making examples out of these people. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it may be up to us to cancel them altogether, because silence is complicity. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And I think the fans will do that. I think the fans are behind the situation and the movement. And like, you know, Lem said, the millennials and Gen Z are very strong with their voices. Mm-hmm. And I think if they see this still going on, they're going to say something.
Right. So and either way, they're going to go with it. And it's going to be hard moving forward to love these shows, you know, especially because we're seeing like the behind the scenes situations. And, you know, I feel like they really need to take accountability for everyone. And I feel like because, you know, we love these shows and we're seeing like the wrong doing of everything. And it's going to be hard for fans of MTV. We're fans of these shows. You know, it's going to be hard to like really, you know, love it so much because of everything that's going on. So I really hope they make some major changes, because if they don't, it's going to be very hard to like stay tuned.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. Shout out to the challenge after show, the OG challenge after show. Appreciate them.
Yes.
That was a great discussion. I'm glad we got to team up and do this. Again, shout out to
Me
Benny
too.
For spearheading this. That was really dope. And we're just glad that we could be a part. We hope that people understand and kind of got the gist of what we were saying. And I hope MTV notices this and hopefully makes some changes, because I think they're going to need to if they're going to have people still want to watch their shows. Yeah. So also shout out to everybody in the chat. I know it was lit in there. Everybody got something to say, so I appreciate them as well. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, a.k.a. Uncle Lim. You can find me everywhere at Uncle Lim, Uncle_Lim on Twitter. Nina, where are you at?
Yeah, you can find me at Nina Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can catch me on Tire News on Monday and Fridays.
Yo, Sensei.
Yes, you guys, you can follow me at Sensei Don't Play. This has been really great. I'm glad I got to talk with all of you guys and the challenge show before us. So thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Messy Melody.
You guys know you can find me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Absolutely. And I'm just so appreciative of being part of a network that wants to really publicize this and really allow this to shine. I so appreciate it. And so make sure you continue to watch. There's other programming that's going to be going on that happened last week, that's happening this week, and that will be continuing to go on, that are pushing the movement. So make sure you stay tuned for all that's on AfterBuzz TV. Until then, we will see you. Peace.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.